The Coast Coast 106.3 Triple M off here in the morning. Tops around about 26, 27 degrees or so today. 17 at the moment. No rain until later this morning here, but nowhere near as much rain in Dubai. Jacob, good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Moffy. How you doing?
Very good. Now, you're in Dubai at the moment. A year's worth of rain in, what, a day or so?
Mate, it was, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I grew up in Queensland, so you can imagine the tropical thunderstorms that hit up there, but nothing could have prepared for whatever last night was. It was, I mean, I'm sure you've seen videos. It was apocalyptic.
I mean, you're living in the desert there. You've lived there for a couple of years off and on as well, and you've never seen anything like this.
No. No, well, no one has. Apparently, last 75 years, nothing's happened like this ever. I heard a stat today that the rain that fell in a couple of hours last night was equivalent to 6 weeks' worth of rain in London in the wet season. So you can imagine.
So, I mean, what's the weather like at the moment? Is it still raining or what's the go?
No, the weird thing was, like, it came, it did its thing, and then it just left and it hasn't rained since. So, like, today we had a beautiful sunny day, but it really just showed the nightmare that unfolded throughout the night, I guess, because the main issue with Dubai is they don't really have a whole lot of drainage. The city's not built for rain. It is in the desert, so there's no stormwater drains at all. So there are massive amounts of floods and huge amounts of water that literally have nowhere to go. Just across the road from me, where I am at the moment, there's like a shopping center area. The water is up to people's chests in the car park and in the actual shopping center, because there's a little lake nearby where the banks had burst. There's so much water there, I have literally no idea where they're putting it.
I mean, 29 degrees or so the tops at the moment. It's 25 degrees just looking at the moment there. Is it humid? Does it feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, man, it's super humid, and there's like, it just feels and smells wet. Like, it's just damp.
I mean, it's the effect that it's going to have on, you know, airports, because, you know, Dubai is one of those spots that, I mean, here in Australia, if you fly with Emirates, you go to London, you go through Dubai, and a lot of that sort of transition through there as well. So that's going to cause a lot of dramas.
Yeah, I've heard of the airport last night was just literally like a swimming pool as well. Not too sure how it is at the moment. I think flights are sort of back to normal, but I know that there'll be like a huge backlog that have to catch up from last night, because not only couldn't they fly out through the storms, the actual runways themselves were extremely deep. I mean, I saw videos of planes that literally looked like they were driving through oceans.
Yeah, unbelievable. Mate, you stay safe, and thanks for having a chat to us this morning.
Appreciate it, mate. Enjoy.
Jakey Cummings, he's over in Dubai, and yeah, copped a year's worth of rain in just one day. Incredible. This is Triple M.